IJC members for both Canada and the U.S. were appointed just a few weeks ago. They have a lot to catch up on. Lake Ontario water levels are expected to meet or exceed the 2017 record high numbers that caused $100 million in damage. Many blame Plan 2014, which allows for the lake to have greater highs and lows. But U.S. Chair Jane Corwin says it's a complicated issue.
We're in the process of learning that, and I think it's a good first step for getting more information and understanding exactly the impacts that are going on.
Plan 2014 took over a decade and a half to put together. Corwin says it's not changing in the immediate future.
It took a long time to do it. It would take a long time to undo it, quite frankly.
Canadian Chair Pierre Bailon says the other Great Lakes having high water levels have contributed to the flooding.
In situations of very high supply from above, from Lake Erie, from Lake Superior, no plan would be able to produce a situation where nobody is getting flooded.
Bailon says the board has been increasing the flow out of Lake Ontario and hopes things will start to die down over the next few weeks. Montreal is expected to have continued flooding during that time. Nick Lippa, WPFO News.